Hi guys, I'm back. Sorry for being away so long and for 5 weeks of no podcast episode going online. I think by looking at the thumbnail, you can already, or at the cover pic as it's called with the podcast, you can already tell that something has changed because I took these 5 weeks not only to travel to 5 different places and do 5 vacations, no, but I've also thought a lot about what I want to do now in these 2 months between my graduation and my journey around the world. I have told you about that journey in the last episode. You can listen to that. It's called What's Next. And I've come to the decision that I'm a general loving human, which means I'm not specificated on something like technology. I think technology is fascinating, and I think that the future of all the technological possibilities is more than fascinating. But I also find so many other things very, very fascinating, like people, like humanity, like history or stories. Like, there are so many things in our world that makes me so happy to be alive in this very moment. And I want to share with you all of these things, not only artificial intelligence things or, I don't know, technology things like flying cars or something, or robots or anything of that. This is fascinating, no question. I will keep uploading posts if I think I want to talk about that now. But in general, I have renamed that podcast into Fascinated with Leah Skapitze, because I'm fascinated by much more than only technology or artificial intelligence or even the future. I hope you are as fascinated as me, and if you are not, then let me try to fascinate you of the things I'm fascinated about. So this is what has changed in my mind and how I want to change the content I upload on this podcast channel. I hope you'll stay with me and do that journey with me, do that that personal development with me. Like, I'm so happy to begin to share my personal development in such an early stage, because then you can just see the development. Maybe we can erase that, like, that thought of some success overnight, and I can prove that you have to work like decades to achieve something, and there is no success overnight. Exactly, this is what I'm planning to do. But for today, I have also planned to already talk about something with content. I have thought to talk about the 10 most fascinating people I follow on Instagram. This is something very, well, reality near, nothing really abstract, but there are I do not follow much people on Instagram, less than 100 people, but there are 10 people I would recommend to everyone to follow. And in this episode I will shortly talk about these 10 people, present them to you, and I will link them all in the show notes, so no worries, you'll find them as fast as possible. So have fun listening to this episode. I hope you can tire out a lot of value of this episode. And this was the intro, the imperfect intro. The first person I'd like to start with is a rather popular one, and either the Americans of you or the comedy fans might know her. She's called Amy Schumer. For me, Amy Schumer is hilarious on the one side, but for me, she's also like one of the best comedians I have ever watched or listened to. She is not only so funny that I almost die when watching her doing stand-up, but she also has this really authentic way of doing comedy, so she's really authentic. You will look at her photos, you will look at her pics that she publishes on Instagram, you will look at the videos, you will see what I mean by utterly authentic. This authenticity is what I admire so much about Amy Schumer and what I really would recommend to everyone who wants to like share something of his or her own life, to be that authentic, because in the end, authenticity is everything. If you are lying to yourself or trying to be someone you don't want to be, this is like one of the worst things, in my opinion, that you can do doing something with social media, but not only social media, but also in like real life. Being not authentic is really a bad thing, in my opinion, and this is like the thing or a very common thing amongst comedians, I think. Not only comedians, also celebrities in general, but Amy Schumer is really she's not like the other comedians, I promise. She has recently, her child has recently been born, so she's got mother for the first time, I think, and she's, even with that and how she feels about it, how she looks like, she's so authentic, you will love her. Okay, so let's move on to the second person on Instagram I would really recommend you to follow it, and he is called David Goggins. David Goggins is a former Navy SEAL, and he is professional athlete. He always posts, so his entire feed consists of him doing sports and talking about very, very deep things while doing sports. So he's, for example, running or doing push-ups or chin-ups or something like that. And while doing that, he's talking about, I don't know, persisting against pain or letting pain in, and fight for what you love and everything like that. I really love that that way of bringing the message to the consumer, to the content consumer, because on the one hand, again, it's very authentic because he loves doing this. He's a professional athlete. He has already won races that go longer than 24 hours or something like that. He's the world record holder for, I think, pull-ups, so he's crazy. You will see what I mean when watching him doing sports or doing anything. He has such a strong willpower, such a big willpower. I do not know a single other person that has a stronger willpower than this man. No kidding, you gotta watch him. Okay, next one. I wanna list in this in this row of people that fascinate me is Ellen DeGeneres, and if you are American, you know her for sure, and if you're not American, you also are very likely to know her, at least from some videos on Facebook or Instagram. She is
such an inspiring human for me personally. She is the person that always stresses to be kind to one another. I do not watch any TV show, but I'd give so much to watch her show, because to explain that one, I live in Germany, in Bavaria, and outside of the US you cannot watch the Ellen show. It's just impossible. And there in the internet you even do not find clips like of the entire show, but just short clips like 5, 6, 7 or 10 minutes from the show. So I'd pay so much money to watch her doing an entire show. I'd love to see her or to meet her. She is really, really inspiring, because she went through so much pain. Recently she did an interview on Netflix. You can watch that one. I don't remember the name of the interview, but it's a new series on Netflix. And she, for the first time, talked about being sexually harassed by her stepfather, and the pain you could see in her eyes. You could tell by that eyes, that pain, you could see that this has been the thing that made her so strong. And then, of course, the entire story about her coming out and the career that has been ruined by that story, by that, like, coming out. And, she has given incredible interviews, and you can all watch them on YouTube. But I also link her channel or her account, her Instagram account, in the show notes. The next person I'd like to present to you is Tom Bilyeu. The people of you who consume content on Instagram that is about personal development will know him. I could imagine he is the leader of Quest Company, and he's also the founder of Impact Theory. So his podcast is so famous. It's one of the most impactful actually podcasts that exist. And he's doing incredible interviews with very, very famous people, but he himself also has an incredible mindset. This mindset unveils when you listen to Ask Me Anything of Tom Bilyeu, also on his podcast channel. You can listen to that and you will be amazed by how also will powerful he is, by how disciplined, by how driven by his mission. And this is what I really, really appreciate about him. Okay, so the next person I'd like to talk about is Misha Janiak. He is not a English or American man, he is German, but in his Instagram stories and also on his Instagram posts, I think, he always talks in or writes in English. So he's also targeting people who speak English. And he's a vegan bodybuilder, or at least athlete, not that into bodybuilding anymore. And he is very inspiring when it comes to the philosophy of veganism. And I know many of you are not vegan, or the majority, but for me, he's very inspiring. So I
also wanted to include him in this list, and he's also very open when it comes to spiritual things and also to philosophy, stoicism, and so on. So I think his posts are from a very high quality. Also his girlfriend posts a lot of deep shit, and she really 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 writes good poems. And so maybe this one is a shared place. I will also link his girlfriend in the show notes. The next one is Jay Shetty, and I think most of you also will know him from some videos or posts, because he's gone viral in the last like 2 or 3 years with his deep Facebook videos. He got, I think, 20 million followers on or views on Facebook. I'm not that good informed about the ratios, but he is very very inspiring. He also has now a new podcast show that is called On Purpose, and he is talking with some of the most inspiring people. Like one of the first episodes was with Russell Brand. I think it was very inspiring, and also with his wife. He does a lot of content. He produces a lot of content now. He shifted a bit to like interpersonal relationship things and love things. So I think, in my opinion, he shifted also a little bit when it comes to the the most parts of his content. But in total, he is very very motivational on one side. He posts incredibly inspiring stuff on the other side, and he also offers a lot of valuable hints or like help, online courses and free webinars and stuff. So it's not only the Facebook videos, it's the person behind that really fascinates and amazes me. The next person is Gary Vaynerchuk, and he is maybe the person of the 10 I'm talking about today I'm watching the most content of, because he, first of all, he produces that much. he once said on all his social media platforms about 100 pieces of content per day, and still he thinks he produces a lot too less. So you can also already tell by that how driven he is, how passionate he is. And also, it's again about authenticity that really makes the game here, because he lives this shit he talks about. He lives it, and you can tell that he lives it, and he shares so much valuable content, so much valuable lessons. He's already like 40 plus years old, but he is so driven, more driven than any 20-year-old. This worries me on the one hand, but it amazes me on the other hand, and therefore really really inspires me. And if you follow one account, only one account of these 10, follow Gary Vaynerchuk. He's amazing. Next one is actually somebody I discovered through Gary Vaynerchuk, because Gary has also written some books. Crushing It might be the most popular one, and in the second part, or in the second book that also is called Crushing It, No, the first one's called Crushy, and the second one's Crushing It. And the second one is the one I've read, and there he also talks about, talks about examples of people who read his first book, How to Crush It, on social media, mainly. And the second book, he talks about some examples, like people who crushed it, and who have crushed it, and one of them was Lewis House, and Lewis House is also very amazing, because he is US American handball national team player, which is pretty amazing for itself, but then he also has one of the most amazing podcast shows called The School of Greatness. So really, I really recommend to you listen into this podcast. It is amazing. He also does very, very, very good interviews. And he is also publishing a lot of valuable content when it comes to life lessons, to motivation, to discipline. I would categorize him the same category with Jay Shetty and Tom Bilyeu, I'd say. Yeah. And the next account also is a little bit alike to these accounts, and it's the account of Jim Quick. He also has a podcast. I came to all of these people by listening to their podcast shows, except for Lewis House. There I've discovered him by reading Gary's book, but Jim Quick, I've discovered him by listening to his podcast shows, and it was a very new podcast by then, and it's 1 year ago, and now he's one of the most famous podcast show hosts that exist. And he talks a lot about brain capacity, about memory, about using the entire brain, not only one half of it, and how to remember things, how to get your food habits right in order to have a healthy life, healthy brain, and so on. So it's all about brain stuff. He's the brain guy. And he also publishes a lot of good quotes, good motivational stuff, but I follow him because of his incredible abilities around remembering things, and his way of also giving these tips and the methods he uses out to his followers for free. I appreciate that much. This is one of the great gifts of that time, that you can just give out all of your knowledge for free to everyone. And he really uses this chance, he grabs it, and he crushes it. He crushes it too. And the last account that I'd like to mention here is the account of Ray Dalio. I'm laughing because most of you will not like the account, because it consists of not a single really real picture. It consists mainly of text. I don't know if you know that Ray Dalio is one of the most famous and successful business people in this world. And I really recommend to you reading his book. This is one of my five. It definitely is amongst the five most valuable books I've read in the last 1.5 years. And it's called Principles. And he I don't know how many principles he talks about in there. It's really like with numbers and everything, and it's around life and work and everything. And these principles were so logical and so like eye-opening to me that I decided to look him up on Instagram, and he had by that time no Instagram account, or no active Instagram account. And a few months ago, I think, he like established an Instagram account where he really writes long texts. This is not usual for Instagram, because Instagram is a platform where you share photo or even video content, like picture visualizing and so on. But for me, it's I don't mind reading texts, so I also don't mind reading them on Instagram. And this is why I've decided to follow him. And he also does weekly like question and answering things about, really about his principles, and he really discusses with people in text form about these principles. He gives long answers to long questions, so you can really via Instagram see how he tries to go into the depth. Yeah, and this is what I really like about, because it's not only words and phrases without content, like nice sayings that we've all heard already a thousand times, but it's really going into the depth with the theories he has put up and with everything that he's convinced of. And this is what I really like about that account. So if you don't mind reading long texts, and if you are willing to put or to invest some time to really get educated, this is education, guys, get educated on Instagram, then you should follow Ray Dalio. And this now was the last of the 10 Instagram accounts that I find the most amazing. My god, guys, I've been excited today to share this episode with you, because 5 weeks off, and I got a bit out of the track, you know. I got a bit out of being comfortable with talking in English language this long, but I think I got rehabited to talking with you guys. I have really missed it, I have to admit, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. This first episode with this new kind of content, and I hope you could tire a lot of value out of that episode. And if you could, don't be selfish, as Gary Vaynerchuk would say now, and share it with your friends, your family, or whoever you would want also to tire out that value. And for now, I wish you a great week, a great day, or a great time. And we will hear each other next time.